Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com. Cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Wow. Overweight at 18 and at greater risk for sudden death. Who knew about that association? We have with us Dr. Stephanie Cuvee, Associate Epidemiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital, Assistant Professor at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Cuvee, welcome to Her Radio. Whoa. What a title, overweight at 18 and greater risk for sudden death. Tell us about your work, the study that helped really put together, make a connection between overweight and sudden death.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. So, my research focuses on trying to identify ways we can prevent sudden cardiac death, which is a sudden and unexpected death that's usually caused by a lethal ventricular arrhythmia. And in most women, it's often the first manifestation of coronary heart disease. And in particular, about 75% of all sudden deaths occur in people who would not be considered at high risk based on clinical guidelines. And so it's really important that we identify ways that we can prevent sudden death within the general population. And so we were interested in exploring the relationship between obesity, BMI, and risk of sudden death. And we did this by using data from the Nurses' Health Study. So for this analysis, we had about 72,000 women who were healthy in the beginning of the study in 1980, and we followed them through 2012. And they provided information about their current height and weight at the start of the study in 1980. They also recalled their weight back at age 18, and then also updated information on weight about every 2 years over the 32-year period that we followed them. And as you mentioned, what we found was that women who had a higher BMI at early in adulthood, around age 18, did have a higher risk of sudden cardiac death later in life over 32 years of follow-up.
Now, can I just interrupt you here? I want to ask you a very quick question, because I know that the Her Radio listeners out there are saying, huh, what? Because what if you were 18 and overweight or obese then, but you know, let's just say maybe a year later, 5 years later, whatever, you dropped all the weight, you became a triathlete, and now you're all healthy. Should they still worry?
So unfortunately, because of the study, the way the study was conducted, we were really not able to answer that question, and that's an extremely important question. This is an observational study, which means we basically just observed women how they naturally lived their lives over these 32 years. And for the majority of women who were overweight or obese at age 18, their BMI remained elevated throughout the course of the study.
I
think an extremely important question would be to really understand the impact of weight loss, and in particular, maintaining this weight loss over a long period of time, and whether that can lead to a reduction in sudden death given a higher BMI when they are younger.
It'd be interesting then to kind of reach out to the women population out there somehow and then draw in women who were heavy, you know, overweight, obese when they were 18 and who are no longer and have been able to maintain that for a certain period of time. It wasn't like it just happened yesterday. And then to be able to look at that, mortality rate. This is tricky research, and kudos to you, you know, A+ on an excellent study that really is, for all intent and purposes, a major wake-up call out there.
Exactly.
I think a lot of young women out there who are listening right now, and even women who are 30, 40, and, you know, on, probably think, oh, well, sudden cardiac arrest, that's something that happens when you're 70 or 65 or, you know, whatever. What were the ages when they had sudden cardiac arrest?
So this occurred over 32 years. So for the majority of them, they were older. I think the average age, I want to say the average age was around 70 for women who had sudden cardiac death. So this was the idea that your weight in early adulthood can have an impact even 30 years later in terms of your risk for sudden cardiac death. So it's not that they necessarily experienced sudden cardiac death very young, but that it contributed to their sudden cardiac death that occurred later in life.
Well, you know, that's a really important point, because we're talking about building a strong base for health and wellness early on in life. This occurs with bone health, clearly, and, you know, establishing a healthy foundation of physical activity, nutrition, and also watching that weight, body composition, BMI, is so terribly important. You don't just sort of cram it in all at the last moment at the, you know, later in life.
Exactly. I completely agree. And in fact, some of the research that we had conducted earlier has suggested that women who follow a healthy diet, exercise regularly, maintain a healthy weight, and do not smoke can prevent up to 82% of sudden cardiac deaths over the course of their lifetime.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's really, really super important for us to be able to understand that I don't care how old you are right now, it's never too late. You're an epidemiologist. You study this all day long. And you know that we build health over time, right? It's everything
exactly.
From smoking to bone health to nutrition, physical fitness. Did these kinds of findings in this study surprise you at all?
No, they really did not. I think that we know that overweight and obesity are a strong risk factor for many chronic diseases, including diabetes and coronary disease. And these are actually risk factors for sudden cardiac death. So we weren't surprised to see that high BMI was associated with the risk of sudden death. I think what was surprising was to see that BMI earlier in life played a very important role, as well as BMI later in life.
What do you want to study next?
I'm still interested in really understanding how diet and lifestyle can really focusing on diet and lifestyle for the primordial prevention of cardiovascular disease. That is, identifying ways that we can prevent the development of clinical risk factors before we have to treat them with different medications.
And so what have you got teed up in the research pipeline?
So we have a few studies really looking at the role of overall diet and how they impact cardiovascular risk factors over the long term. I also was the creator of the Healthy Heart Score, which is a lifestyle-based online risk calculator that can predict your risk of having a heart attack or a stroke over the next 20 years based on answering simple questions in relation to your current lifestyle habits. And so I'm also interested in further exploring how that can play a role in promoting prevention.
Is that just available in research, or can consumers out there access that calculator?
We do have a consumer website. You go to healthyheartscore.com. You can find the risk calculator there.
Excellent. And this is something you're going to be utilizing in your future research as well. I love it. And the Alternate Healthy Eating Index, and this is a novel alternative dietary index. What's that?
Yes. The Alternate Healthy Eating Index is an overall diet score that evaluates, that focuses on foods and nutrients that we know predict chronic disease in the literature, and we put that together to identify an overall healthy pattern high fruits and vegetables and nuts and fish to prevent chronic disease.
I mean, congratulations to you. We've been talking to Dr. Stephanie Cuvee, who is an associate epidemiologist at Harvard Medical School, who's done some really cutting-edge research to help us understand the relationship between, for instance, in this case, overweight at 18 and greater risk for sudden death. Dr. Cuvee, thank you for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Ropes, and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Got a health question? Email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. And whatever you do, stay well.